The place is your hoe. Welcome to Hoe Ventures, a podcast about the riveting tales of professional daters. Here is your host, Chantel Etoile.
Hi guys, welcome to episode 5 of Hoe Ventures. I am here with the lovely Kenya Parker, and she has a very fun date story for us today. Hi, Kenya. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
I appreciate you being here. So give the listeners a little bit about yourself. Where are you currently located?
I am Chicago-based and forever ripping and running.
Chi-town. What? I had like some of the best vegan food when I went to Chicago.
Oh my God.
On a date. It was so good. So I want to go back to Chicago so I can eat some more because I love food.
I need to know the name of this place because I dabble. I'm like an omnivore for like everything.
I mean, I feel like people, you don't have to be a vegan to enjoy vegan food. Like,
right.
That's old school mentality. Like, oh, I'm not a vegan, can't have it. You know, it's like just enjoy the food. If it's good, you know, I'll have to look it up because Handlebar or something.
It's not Milk Bar, is it?
No, but it's some place that has like really weird outdoor seating. It's almost like an alleyway. The food is so good. And I had a sloppy Joe and like a Nashville hot chicken. They made it with the mother of the hen mushroom. So good. Like I literally want to go back just for that meal.
I'm starting to mature, so I'm not as much of a mushroom hater as I used to be. Marshmallows, it's gonna be on-site beef forever.
Marshmallows?
I hate marshmallows. S'mores, cotton candy, like I know that cotton candy isn't marshmallow. It's not a part of s'mores, but still hate marshmallows.
Texture. Oh man. See, I just love sugar.
I do too, but like it's just I guess I can't wrap my mind around it because marshmallows don't make sense to me. They're stupid. The smell pisses me off. And they come from the mallow plant or a marshmallow plant. No, it just seems too foreign, too different, too alien for me. I'm not here for it. Like, and it sucks because the baking aisle is my favorite aisle in the store. The second I smell marshmallows, I'm just ready to like push the shelf over and be like, fuck
it. Oh my God. I love everything about it. They're so fluffy and just light and airy and love them so much.
That's what pillows are for, ma'am.
I mean, you know, some pillows. Just saying. So how long have you been dating professionally?
Let's see. It is 2022. Woo, hooray. We made it to the new year. And I've been dating since, 2019.
December okay.
2019.
Okay. Just so everybody knows, this show is being recorded in March, not January. Like, we are well into the new year, ma'am. Okay. We are into the new year. Okay, so before you share this date story, I just want to know a few things.
Sure.
Who planned the date?
I did.
You did? Okay. I'm starting this is episode 5, so now I'm getting like a mix of planning, like of the companion planning it and then the client planning it. So it's like it's becoming this thing. I'm really interested, like what kind of dates are being planned.
It's really
interesting to see the difference too.
Oh yeah. Well, for this one it was both of us. So I picked the weekend that I went out there. He mm-hmm. built the itinerary and he paid for the tickets and the lodging.
Well, of course. I mean, it's part of your date package. Mm-hmm. So you decided on the weekend that worked for both of you. And right. then where did you fly to?
He flew me out to Boston.
To Boston. Okay. So was this a first date?
It was. We met on Tinder. We had never met in person. We were both swiping in Fort Lauderdale for the International Yacht Show. We matched.
Oh.
I was digging his sarcasm. He liked my sense of humor. He said, with all his Boston energy and what have you, that he liked that he could give me shit and that I was just quick to give it back.
See, I've always told you that that your way with words is so good. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't translate well, like in a tweet or something, but if you meet that person that also has that same sense of humor that you have, you will always connect with them, you know? So yes. That is amazing. So your first date, he flew you out.
Yes.
I love it. This is okay. This is an adventure. So how long did you guys chat before you actually took the plunge to do the Fly Me to You?
It was about 2 to 3 weeks, and it was a joke that I made. He just laughed for a good minute or two, and he's like, let's do this.
Oh, I mean, okay, so first of all, that, like, for him to not have found you on your website and to book the flight, that's a pretty quick turnaround. That you guys matched in like 2 to 3 weeks later, you were flying across country to meet him. So that's quite interesting.
Well, video chat played a part in that because we communicated through WhatsApp.
Okay, well, that's good. I mean, there's all sorts of ways to meet people, you know? So you guys met, you matched in Fort Lauderdale, and you both went back to your separate hometowns.
Right.
Kept chatting. Mm-hmm. Okay, now tell me how the rest of this unfolded. What was the joke that landed him to fly to Boston to meet me?
Oh, gosh. So, you know how when I say something, I could be 100% serious, but people will be like, oh, wow, she's so funny. And I'm like,
yeah.
Where was the joke? It was one of those situations where we were talking about dating, and it was just a hypothetical situation before I realized he was serious. And I said something about, to the extent of, yeah, it would be a complete nightmare to get flown halfway across the country to meet somebody just so that the sex is trash. He just started busting out laughing. And he laughed for a minute or two, and he's just like, yeah, I'm serious. Let's go ahead and get your ticket now.
Wow. Okay. I'm going to have to try that line then. You know, I didn't know that line works. I'm going to try it.
They'll think like challenge accepted. I'm going to be like the He-Man of the bedroom.
Okay. So you guys selected a weekend. You flew to Boston. Tell me what happened. You know, all the non-bedroom activities that happened when you got to Boston.
That was a beautiful weekend. So he picked me up. And he already had an itinerary planned out. So it was not a dull moment. And it was impressive. It was diverse. So day one, we went shopping. I don't remember the name of the mall because he lives near 2 or 3. I just remember coming in on a red eye. We go to the mall. He's actually the one who introduced me to Lush Cosmetics.
Oh, okay. I haven't tried their cosmetics.
I like it. It was just face care stuff. I got this cute green facial scrub that worked really well because he's huge on skincare. So we went there, we went to Nordstrom's, did a little bit of shopping. He got me more options for dinner because he was one of those be ready by such and such time, our reservations at such and such time type of guys. So
My God. I love that.
That was hot.
So romantic.
It was a beautiful weekend. That was hot. He's hot. Great looking guy. I miss him. But
still see him?
I see him every time I go to Boston, but I haven't been in Boston in a little while. So, but we went to dinner that night. No, excuse me. Later that night, he took me to the Encore Harbor Casino, and he gave me money to play. We played on the craps table for a little bit, made some money, got out of there. And the next day, we went to Quincy Market. And we walked up the Bunker Hill Monument. You would think that it's just a flat surface, or at least I thought it was. It was like a tall, narrow building with a shit ton of stairs. And my boots were not
waist. I've never been to Boston. What is this Quincy Marketplace?
Quincy Marketplace is like this cute marketplace with a bunch of shops and what have you.
Okay.
You'll see a lot of local food there. Like, I think I saw a bunch of different candy shops, bakeries, confectionaries, and stuff like that. So Boston cream pies, Boston cream donuts, lobster rolls.
I don't like those. I don't like Boston cream pies.
What? Donuts. No. Mm-mm. Well, I don't like
it's the chocolate with the filling, right?
creme brulee is trash, so we're even.
Ma'am.
I said
don't
that.
Don't you dare. Don't you dare say that about creme brulee.
I said what I said.
Interview done. Over. No more friends. No more friends. We're not friends anymore.
No. Done. But it's so freaking cute. And it was, I want to say around Christmas time that I went. So Christmas lights were up. I think there was a little bit of ice skating going on. I saw something about Yule logs. And I saw the bar from that show, Cheers.
Like, oh, is that where that show is in Boston?
It is. I did not know that. It's like a bar / restaurant, maybe. And I tried my first lobster roll.
Cheers.
I've never seen the show, but I knew that everybody knew that theme song. It's the place.
Well, everybody knows their name, right? That's all I know about Cheers. I don't know the actors. I don't know the bar. Mm-hmm. I don't know any of that stuff. But your first lobster roll was there.
Yeah. It
now is that the place that like that is like that invented the lobster roll or anything? Is there anything special about the lobster roll there? Or they just have one.
They just had it. I was curious about it, so I gave it a shot. Because I'm not going to lie, I'm not sure if they invented that. If I had to guess, I would have presumed that it was Maine, but...
That's what I would guess, but I don't know. I don't know the history of lobster rolls, so yeah. I just thought... they gave you some interesting tidbits since, you know, it was the bar that the show was from and all that stuff. So, could just be on the list.
It was a blast. So for someone who likes food, you love sugar as much as I do, that is the place to go. I saw chocolate covered everything, sprinkles on everything. But because I was so stuffed from lunch, the second that he saw me looking at something, he said, "You want that?" I'm like, "No, get it away from me. I'm tapping out. Please, sir. No more, sir. No more."
I very rarely tap out. Like, okay. I have to eat a lot of sugar to be, like, tap.
I'm done. So
like on the wrestling mat, tap.
I turned into the Tasmanian devil when it comes to sugar, but.
Me too.
I could not. Yeah, like, I'd be the one, if Candyland were a real place, you would see me passed out on top of a table in a sugar coma.
You know, I think that's why Willy Wonka is one of my favorite movies.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like, I just envision myself being in the chocolate factory and, like, the river of chocolate.
Oh, the chocolate
and I don't even like chocolate that much. Like, I just like sugar. I don't care for chocolate necessarily, but I love, like, just desserts in general. But just being there with, you know, like the lollipop trees and oh my God, it's just, so now I want to go to Boston just so I can go visit this marketplace.
Yes, it was beautiful. And fun fact, the set for the chocolate room, a third of that was actual candy.
Oh, I know. And I'm like, how did they not eat it all? I mean, I guess everybody's grubby little hands all over it.
Yeah, well,
that would turn me off, but.
It depends because, you know, if you see Augustus Gloop fall into the chocolate river, you're all of a sudden not interested in it anymore.
And at all. No. Yeah. And when they were dipping their hands in it.
Get like, a cup, you savages.
Right. I was like, oh, my God, the backwash. Ew. Oh, my God. Okay, so you ate as many desserts as you could. And then you're like, no more, tapped out. And then what was next?
We went to the Bunker Hill Monument. It was not what I expected. I thought it was going to be a flat surface because I didn't look it up ahead of time. And I didn't pack shoes for that. So I'm wearing these cute flat knee-high boots thinking, okay, monument, museum, flat surface. Wrong. It was... Oh, God knows how many flights of stairs, and those boots were not made for walking. It was a whole struggle bus. It was rough, tough, and on that stuff. Like,
Wait, so he planned that part or you planned that part?
He planned everything we did.
Oh, so he didn't tell you to pack the proper shoes?
No. He said, we're going to go walking. I'm thinking, oh, okay, I have boots for that because it was cold.
You're thinking like cute, you know, walking along, like, you know, leisurely stroll, not hiking upstairs.
Not hiking upstairs because we got either halfway or three quarters of the way through. And I'm like, hey, F, can we tap out? He was like, no, one, I'm scared of heights, and two, we're almost to the top.
So So how do you get down? Do you not walk back down?
You still walk back down. I don't know which was worse.
What difference did it make about being afraid of heights?
Because he's like, I don't want to have did this for nothing and not have made
he wanted to like conquer that fear. Oh my God. Okay. So I just have to say, for all the gentlemen listening out there, please, 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 we love surprises, but at least make sure that we're properly prepared. She still had a wonderful date. He did not let her tap out. But see, you know, things happen and, you know, we just sometimes we roll with things. So obviously Kenya is great. You know, she's going to make the best of the not the best environment. You know, her boots were not the best environment, she made it work, and that's what is important. And you guys had a great rest of the day, correct? Oh,
absolutely. So we ended up going to, he showed me the Northern Avenue Bridge. I know that there's historical significance to it just because he is a history buff. So he showed me a few things like that. And I think either a candy factory turned brewery or vice versa. And he was explaining some of the different buildings and bridges to me and all that fun stuff. So that was cute.
Oh, I love that. It's like a personal tour guide.
He was. And he's a good looking man on top of it. So it's just like.
You've said that multiple times. So everybody, he was really good looking.
Great shape. But that's it.
You know, it's not always about the looks, but when you are attracted to somebody, it does make the date just even better.
Honestly, even if he had a paper bag over his head, he was still attractive because his personality. So no, you don't have to be a 10, a 12, what have you. It's just about chemistry.
Absolutely. Oh my God. Okay. So you guys did make it to the top though.
We did. And I sat here thinking, oh, okay, well, I see a bunch of money on all the windowsills. I didn't understand the significance of that, but every time you reached another floor, you'd see a window. There were just coins just sitting there outside the window. And I couldn't help but wonder, how did they get out there? Because the windows were sealed, all of them.
Oh, so how did they get out there?
I don't know, but I wanted to.
Oh, you still don't know.
I still wanted to collect them as tip for that.
For that excruciating walk?
Yes.
Were your feet hurting really bad? Yes. Okay, but did he give you a foot massage at the end of the night?
I should have asked for one.
Sir? Sir? She complained that her feet were hurting. She wanted to tap out. You know, it's a good thing the rest of his personality made up for this because she deserved a foot rub at the end of that.
I did. Shame on you, F. Shame.
Sir, I'm so sorry that you had to endure that pain.
Thank you.
Did you go cry into your stack of money?
Oh, gosh. Just wipe my tears with a $20 bill or with one of those golden dollars that were sitting on the outside of the window that I could not reach.
Was there like a window at the top or like something
there was
at the top? Maybe people threw stuff out of the top and it landed.
I don't know about littering, but there was money. Like, so the top wasn't an open concept. It was still sealed and the windows were still sealed. It was just coins just sitting there on the outside of the window taunting me.
That's so weird. If anybody knows about this, email me adventures@hoventures.com because I do want to know. I want to solve this mystery of the coins on the windowsills on the outside of the shut, closed, non-openable windows.
It Somebody sounds like let a riddle. Know. Like,
It kind of does. And now I feel like I have to go to Boston just so that I could figure out this unsolved mystery.
Wear comfortable shoes because, a lot of levels.
I'm wearing my running shoes. Okay, like I'm run up the stairs. I'll make it the first flight, and then I'll be out of breath.
I was out of breath and I walked. So good luck. I'm rooting for you. Like
I'm not in that kind of shape.
I do not have asthma, but a bitch needed an inhaler after that. Oh,
girl, let me tell you, because when I go on these hikes, I'm like, I have to tell everybody, like, because I took my mom hiking. Aww. And she, you know, was trying to, like, impress me. And I was like, oh, please don't try to impress me. I take plenty of breaks. Like, it's a lot of work hiking up those mountains, okay? It's a lot of work. So I take breaks quite often, so nobody feel ashamed. So you, how many casinos did you go to? Cause you know, anybody who knows you knows that you love a casino.
Oh yeah. So we only went to the one just because of the itinerary that he had built, but mm-hmm. that one was gorgeous. So there was a lot of orange flowers, orange, purple, and white flowers, and they completely covered a carousel. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely beautiful. Even though
sounds so pretty.
It was. And I wish I still had pictures. I remember posting them when it happened, but
where are the pictures?
Probably in the cloud somewhere, rain cloud.
Are they still on Twitter?
No. Not this Twitter. But I may be able to find them, like on one of my old phones or what have you.
Oh, I have all of my pictures, like from the very first iPhone. I had back in 2012.
I have all of the phones, but.
Oh, I just, every time I upgrade my phone, I upgrade my data. So I don't have to delete anything.
Oh, no, they're still on the phone. It's just, I have to kind of replace the screen because all my phones look like Incredible Hulk threw a bitch fit. And just like,
I don't know how I don't crack my phones like that. Like, no, it's always case. Such a mystery when people have like just such terribly cracked phones.
So I've been really good with the one that I have now because of a phone case. But prior to that, no phone case. Oh, I was not that responsible, but I was that bold.
Oh my God. I'm not that bold, man. So are there any other highlights of your date that you want to share?
There's one, but we'll keep that between him and I.
Ooh. Are we gonna have an after dark show for this one?
I mean, the tea is hot. If you taste the hints of cardamom, coffee.
Okay.
True.
Okay, that's, you guys heard it first right here. I am going to have an After Dark show, subscription based, because this is tea that can't just be available for the general public. No. So thanks for that idea, because I want to hear this tea.
Oh, yeah. Trust and believe, I thanked him. So, oh my gosh. Ooh,
okay. All right. Take a sip on that.
Yeah, cheers. Where's my bottle?
Cheers. I really got to start wrapping this. I can't just be giving out free marketing on my show. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. All right. So you guys had a wonderful date and a evening that ended just between the two of you that can't disclose on regular Ho Ventures, but Ho Ventures After Dark.
Mm-hmm. Wink, wink.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Kenya, for coming on to my show. I know we've chatted a lot, and like we were in a group chat together, mm-hmm. we text and stuff, but we've never met in person.
I know. That's disappointing. And I'm like almost a foot taller than you.
Yes. Have you met Layla Love?
I have. She was one of the first girls that I met back in Jacksonville.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Jacksonville.
Oh, see, that I didn't know that you guys had met. I don't know why. I'm like one of those people that every time I see another like 6 foot or almost 6 foot tall provider, I'm like, have you met Layla Love? Like one of those obnoxious people. You know, people think that all Black people know each other. I'm just like, do all tall people know each other?
I should get to know that my Amazonian community better.
Yes. And there is also, I'm drawing a blank right now. Please forgive me. A girl that she was in Colorado, but I think she lives in Destin now.
I know who you're talking about. Destin 6-1. What is her name? Yeah.
Does she even have her name on her Twitter? Maybe that's why I forget her name, because I think it's, she goes by, she has something else like under her Twitter name, it's like 6 foot one something. But I actually went out with her and Layla.
Oh, wow.
To a strip club with her client. It was the three of us. And they were like this over me. And I'm down here, you know, and they're like over here. And we just had a great night. That's a story for another day. Well, where can everybody find out more about you, your social medias?
Absolutely. So I'm more so on Twitter. That's where you can get a better sense of my personality or lack thereof. Your choice. You take your pick there, and you're going to see some weird things. Just
but for warning. But it's true to who you are.
It is, and it's all in good fun.
You get your that the person that you see on Twitter is the person that you're going to meet. So for the people that like it, they're going to love you in person even more. So that doesn't matter. So what's your Twitter?
It's twitter.com/DateKenyaParker. Fair warning, yes, I'm funny on Twitter, but I promise you a date with me is not an HBO comedy special. We're not doing stand-up the whole time or me tapping on your head saying, do, 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 is this thing on? Like talking into your penis. We're not doing that. I'm funny, but we don't go that far.
Oh my. Okay. Do you have Instagram?
I do. Same handle, DateKenyaParker.
DateKenyaParker. Okay, you guys. Find her on Twitter, Instagram, DateKenyaParker, if you want to find out more about her. Thank you so much again for doing this show with me. And
yeah, thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. And this has been another adventure with Ho Ventures. As always, keep it sexy.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Please leave a 5-star rating on iTunes or any of your listening platforms. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the show on Twitter, TikTok, and YouTube at Ho Ventures and on Instagram at Ho Ventures Podcasts. As always, keep it sexy.